Vayter in Shas Rimelech Zdav Kuf Beis. Pick it up on Kuf Beis towards the top of the page. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 or so lines down. First word on the line is Amar Rav Ashi. Now, we left off yesterday discussing the idea that the Gemara brought out the Rav Shimon's din about a para aduma that he says, whatever could be redeemed, may be considered as if it was redeemed. And therefore, if you have something that is muktash, it could have been permitted through padia, is considered like it had a moment of that it was roi, that it was fit. The Gemara understands this to be extended to karbanos that could have been permitted by having their dam thrown on the mizbeach. Here too, we say that whatever stands of its blood thrown on the mizbeach can be considered as if its blood was thrown. Because of this, the Gemara was forced to explain Shimon's din about the lack of food tuma in nosar and pigel, as talking about only those cases where the dam could not have been thrown. But I'm going to say another way of understanding. Some Rav Ashi, I'm Rishalish Ma'itz coming to Rav Nachman. I said this in front of Rav Nachman, and I said that I feel Tamilah and Mamish. You could even say that the Rishalish is talking about a case where the animal actually was there was lina overnight before the dam was thrown. And you can take that literal. You can also say that the case that the Bryce is talking about, the pigle, is referencing a case even where he had in mind to throw it during the act of the throwing of the dam. And neither of these dinim of Rav Shimon are going to be so sere that whatever stands to be redeemed is considered to be redeemed. Why? The bai parak of parak amar. Because in reference to redeeming something, Rav Shimon says that since if he wanted, he could have redeemed it. It's if he wants, he could redeem it. Right, if he wanted to, then he could redeem it. Therefore, you can consider that he was unredeemed. But in the case of the throwing, though, we don't say that if he wanted to throw, then it's as if he could have thrown it. That we don't say. May say, what do you mean? Yeshua says, Kol shahaisa la shas heter lakohanim. Any type of carbon that a shas heter, a mutter time for kohanim before becoming pasul. At one part, the kohanim was able to eat it, and then it became aser. Ein moelin ba, there's no be'ilah by getting hanah from it. Once it became mutter to the kohanim, then it's no longer kachay, called kachim. And therefore, it's no longer subject to be'ilah, even though it now became aser to kohanim. What's that? That had lina, or it became tame, or it went out. What did not have a shasketer before it became possible? One that shechted within having in mind to do it outside of its time or place. But she came up psulin v'zarkos dama, or somebody who was possible is the one who received the dam and the klisharis and threw its dam on the mizbeach. Okay, right. So the Gemara in Me'ilah talks about whether this means that the psul person did both of them, or it's two different cases. But anyway, katani mi'el reisha, we still have in the first part of the Mishnah, it says shalana v'shisus v'shiatza. Oh, you have these three cases over here. That my lav lana mamish isn't talking about lana mamish entirely, the meat and the dam, and therefore its dam was never thrown. The ha hacha di bay of a zariku, and here it's a case where if he wanted, he could have thrown the dam. Vikatani de imolin, which says there's no be'ilah, I have to get enough from him because we treat the carbon as if its dam was already thrown, which goes against that which of Nachum Ravashi said. Says Gemara, lo, the Mishnah is not talking about a case where the entire carbon, including its dam, remained overnight. But rather, he's talking of a case where re'uya lotzis re'uya litame. It remained overnight while it was fit to be invalidated by going out and fit to be invalidated by becoming tame. It remained overnight after its dam was already thrown. And therefore, it got a true moment of heter to the kohanim all through the night when it was permitted for them to eat. Says Gemara, avalina mamish mai. What would taka be the case? If it remained overnight, both the meat and the dam, what would be the din? Hachinami demolim, you want to say, in that case, is going to be me'ila. According to what we just said, that the possibility of becoming mutter doesn't count as a shas heter. Therefore, a carbon whose dam remained overnight is subject to me'ila, since it never actually became mutter to the kohanim. Hi, kol shahaisa la shas heter le kohanim, v'chol shahaisa la shas heter le kohanim. If that's true, then is there a distinction about when we say it's kol shahaisa shas heter le kohanim or not? Kol sheyesh lo shas heter lekohanim ein moalim ba. Kol sheein lo shas heter lekohanim moalim ba mibayalei. It should have a discussion about any carbon that has a moment of heter to the kohanim, and one is not over me'ila, and one that does not have a moment of permissibility does become me'ila. So this wording of the Mishnah is showing that it's speaking of a case where the carbon never really became mutter to kohanim, it just became fit to become mutter to them. So the Mishnah is teaching us that even if a carbon whose blood is not actually thrown is exempt from me'ila, if its dam could have been thrown. We say that whatever stands to have its blood thrown is considered as if it has been thrown, which goes against Ravashi's, who's saying the opposite. Ella, Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, no, Mi'ila, Tumakaramis, will you bring me Akasha from Mi'ila and Tumi, you're comparing them? Mi'ila, Mishum, Kedusha, Velav, Kedusha, Hi. Mi'ila is dependent on its Kedusha or lack of Kedusha. And once a carbon is ready to have its dam thrown and be mutter to Kohanim, its Kedusha is gone. Labasa, Depaka, Allah, Kedusha, say, and after its Kedusha leaves it, Bamai Hadri Rachvala, in what way can it take hold again? But, right, are you going to ride on it again, right? So, Atoma, Mishum Uchel of Alavuchlahi, its issue is whether it depends on being food or not. Hecha de'i Zarek, so where he actually throws a dam, Mashvile, Uchla, Umatama Tumas Ochlan, it's considered food, and therefore it's going to be a kid to become Tumas Ochlan. Hecha de'i Lo Zarek, Lo Mashvile, Uchla, if it's not thrown, it's not considered Uchla, Vein Umatama Tumas Ochlan, it's not called Tumas Ochlan. Okay? So this you okay, in the end now he comes out good. Gemara says, what do you mean? How can you make a distinction there? Mesve asks the fact that Gemara Kash of the following Mishnah Kritzos. Maybe Ashim Tale. Someone brings an Ashim Tale. An Ashim Tale is when you're not sure if you did something unintentionally. So then the Noder Shalochata became known that he didn't do the wrong thing. They told him to him before they did Shechita, Yatzav Yir will be at this. Okay, so the Ashim goes out to the graze and the flock and it goes back to Betrega and the Chulin. Divir Meir, Chamor Mecham say, beep, turn the page. Kuf Beis on Beis. Yira Achi Yistar, and it goes out until he gets a mum. V'yimachav Yiplu Dam L'Nadava. And then what happens, you sell it and take the 20 and it goes for Zinadava. If he says no, bring it on the mizbech. Shemein Oba Al Chitzeh, because if it's not coming for this sin, it's going to come for another sin. That's Rashi points out that one can realize this is going according to what he says that one can donate an Ashim Tolo every day. Rashi says, "Fasol tamei da amar b'krisos." It's not about the Ashim Tolo b'chayo. Mishin nishchat no delo, but if already knew about it and then ishachted it, but before its dam was thrown, hadam ishavchir b'basar. So if you spill out the blood and the stuff is burned, the body is burned, the basar. Nisar gadabe was already thrown. And he knew he didn't do the wrong thing. Then Abasi Echel, the Kohanim could eat it. The Rabbi Yossi Omer, Afilu Adam Bekos, even though it's still in the cup in which it was received, he's Zark for Abasi Echel. You could throw it and you could be eaten. The Amar Rava, and Rava said to explain, why does Rabbi Yossi say that the blood should be thrown even after it became known that there was no Aveda? How could you use Rika? Rabbi Yossi Bishitas Rabbi Yishimon Omer. The Amar Kola Omen Lizo Kazogdom. Anything that's standing to be thrown is as if it was already thrown. So since the time in the cup is ready to be thrown, before it became known that he didn't do the Avera, the meat of the carbon became already into a category of Ochel, can be eaten. And Rosi is saying that, says that the carbon should be completed by throwing the dam, and the meat should be eaten. So we see from here that this idea of whatever stands, whatever dam stands to be thrown, is considered as if it had been thrown, works even to make something food, which goes against Ravashi's answer above. Says the Gemara, let's back up Ravashi. Midi hu taima. Is this really the reason Rabbi Yossi said that the dam should be thrown in the meat eaten? Abu b'marav mishved Rabbi Yossi berchanina. Hainu taima Rabbi Yossi. This is the reason. The kasavar kli sharis bekachin is apsul nechatchilu dekarif. He holds that the kli sharis is going to be sanctify a invalid carbon to make it to be brought in the first place. It can be brought. So even though the dam is disqualified, but they find that there's no sin, it's made fit for throwing by the Kedusha receives from the Klisharis that is put in. Therefore, throwing those back and it matters the meat to be eaten. It's going to be right for there. Omer Lei Ravashi Rav Kahana, Midamar Rav Shimon, Kola Omed Lislizro Kesarif Dami, Kola Omed Lislizro Kesarif Dami, which is saying that it's burnt like it's burnt. Nosar Upara Amai Metamin Tumas Olchen. So why do Nosar and Para Duma or the Metamin Tumas Olchen? He said that both Nosar and Para are going to be tame. Afer ba'amalina, but they're considered like they're afer, they're burnt up. They're not considered like ochel. Amalei says, chibas hakodesh b'chshartan. Just the fact that they're kachim, that makes them hochshel l'kabatoma. Amar Ravina Rav Ashi, nehi d'mahanya lehu chibas hakodesh l'ifsel l'gufei. Okay, this is chashiv, this chashivas are being kadoshed. It's effective in bringing out the psul of the thing itself, but likuri tame nami? It's going to call it tame? Lemimne be rishon v'sheni? To make it a rishon and a sheni of tuma? Mi mahanyalei? That's going to go that far to do that? Tifshat the boy Rish Lakish, if so, you should resolve that which Rish Lakish asked. Sarid shel minachos. Let's say this dry lump in the mivcha comes in contact with something tame. Monav Rishon B'Sheni, do we count it as Rishon and Sheni? Einon B'Rishon Sheni, or do we not count it as Rishon and Sheni? Kimi Boilei L'Rish Lakish. When Rish Lakish asks this question, whether the Chibas Kachim is effective in reference to counting Rishon and Sheni, Tumad D'Oraisa. He's asking me D'Oraisa. Ki Karmina and D'Rabanan. When we said that Nosa and Paraduma are going to make Tuma, we said it just me D'Rabanan. The Raisa, okay, we don't know. It's like this question, we don't have the answer. So what comes out is that whether something was contaminated by a paraduma or no, so it was burned, or just left unused. If it became a shenia midoraisa, it's burnt. But if it became a shenia midorabanan, it's not burnt. So you don't burn kachem that only tummy midorabanan. Zok the next healing of Mishnah. Let's say somebody says that it's upon me to bring a mincha that's a machavas, the type of kli. The heavy barachashes, he brings a barachashes. Barachashes, the heavy machavas. Machavas, heavy, we de chovaso, lo yotso. That was your body, brought, it's good, but he wasn't going to say it's chov. Zula havi b'machavas. If he said that this flower is set to be brought in the machavas, v'im b'rachashas, b'rachashas v'im machavas, harei zu psula, totally pasul. Homer e'alai shnei esronos lavi b'chli echav. Somebody says it's upon me to bring two esronos in one kli. V'hevi b'shnei kelim, v'hevi b'chli echad, ma shehevi hevi, b'dei chavos aliyotza. Eilu b'chli echad, v'hevi b'shnei kelim, v'hevi b'chli echad, harei eilu psula, those are pasul. Someone says upon me to bring two astronos in one kli. And they were there who said, hey, it was in one kli that you vowed, right, to bring two astronos. If you ignored them and he brought them in two kelim, psulim. If he listened to them, he brought them in one kasher. Now, the flip case is, Harei alai shnei astronos lavi b'shnei kelim. Maybe be kli echad. Amal b'shnei kelim and adata. Yikrivim b'shnei kelim. Ksheirin. Nastu. Because, right, nastu l'kli echad. If you put them one kli, k'shtei menachos in a sarvu. It's like the case of two separate menachos that were combined in one kli sharis. Says the Eilig Gemara. Or Tricha. We need to bring all these cases. Yesh, Mina Kabai said we just wrote the first case. We switched the mincha from machlas to machashas or vice versa. I would think that only in that case it's no good. In the case where you just switch the mincha from a large to two small ones, or vice versa, both of them are machlas. Both of them are machashas. It's going to be yotzi's neder as well. Therefore, the mission to teach second case also. Nope, not going to be here. V'yesh bin hachiv, which is about the case where he switched from a large to smaller ones, and I would think we shouldn't have got polygu. He divided it, or combined it. That's why it's not going to be good. But also, in the first case, the little polygbe, he didn't divide it. He maintained the size he vowed, even though he changed the type. And below, maybe we'd say that it's not going to be the same dinim. Tzricha, therefore, you need each case. Tanurabanan. Mashavi, where the mincha was brought different from the one vowed, what he brought, Vide Nizol Yotze, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Afide Nizol Namiyotze, even Yotze, his nether as well. Zulahavi Machvas, let's say he said that this was going to be the Machvas, he brought the Marchash, and vice versa, the mincha is going to be good. And it says that it's going to be good. So it's saying that bringing the mincha in the wrong kli is going to pass the mincha. Nothing to do about it. Vahatanya, I belong to the braisa. Let's say you have ingredients that are muktash for one type of mincha, place in the kli sharis of another, low kitchen kli sharis, and not muktash them since the ingredients would not fit for it. So why does the Mishnah say that bringing the ingredients in the wrong kli invalidates him? Just put it into the proper kli and then continue on. Rabbi, low kitchen li karif. The braisa means that it did not consecrate them to render them something that could be brought as a mincha, v'kitchen li pasa, but it does make them to be pasa them, like it says in our Mishnah. So let's say the mushel. The one making the neder, let's see, he's makdish flour to be brought in a machvas, but he put it in the marcheshes. The Braisa means that only that the marcheshes cannot consecrate the flour to be brought as a valid mincha, because the flour has not been previously consecrated for a machvas. But the marcheshes has invested with the kedusha of marcheshes to the extent that it can only be brought as a machvas either. V'amar Abaye, lo shanin in teaching our Mishnah, the flour that one designated for a mincha for a machvas, but put it into a marcheshes becomes no good. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Gimel Amanaf. Ella Shekavon B'Shas Neder. Except for where he established them, the type of mincha at the time of the neder, Aval B'Shas Afrasha, if he established the type of mincha only at the time of setting aside the flour for his neder and then brought the flour as a different type of mincha, lo, it's not going to be possible. Kasher Neder, the Bar says, like you vowed. For lo Kasher Afrasha, then that's just, you set aside. It's Barnami, Amrav Acha Barchanida, Amrav Asi, Amrav Yochan. Lo Shani, they didn't teach on a Mishnah that the flour that one designates a mincha machvas, but placed into a merchesh, it becomes pasul. Ella shekavon mishas neder, where he established them at the time of the neder, but mishas afrash lo. If he established them only at the time of setting it aside, it's not pasul. Kosher nedar tov lo kosher infrash. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.